Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We'd like to devote a little time to talking about work mistakes. Mm-hmm. Things that have gone drastically wrong at your job.
There was one that I was hooked on because they were posting in real time.
Aaron, I can't hear anything you're saying. Because we need to talk about one before whatever you're going to say.
Yeah, it's really bad. I'm cozy.
Someone has decided that today's the day to go on the roof to work on the AC / furnace system of the radio station.
Something very bad has happened because...
It is 90 degrees in the studio, and that is not an exaggeration. No. We will post.
Yeah, I have a picture of it.
Post it. A picture of the thermostat. It is 90. Nine.
Yes,
they were allegedly changing the filters, and we said, huh? Because it's 90 degrees in
it's
here.
It's 90. It's oppressive in here. This is like a sauna.
And it's just the studio. It's not like you go
nowhere
in the hallway.
Else.
It's just
nope.
Fine.
All right. It's just
studios.
Right in here.
Tasha McKee is over there. She's having a great time right. In the AC.
Yeah. Big Tall Dan guy. He's fine. Everybody's,
and
everybody's having a grand old time.
Genuinely want to end it all.
Yeah. We're just a bunch of wet rats. In here.
I know that women in general don't really like this, but I'm going to say it, guys.
Mm. You're moist.
I'm way moist. I'm a level of moist that's almost damp.
Yeah, I flew past moist a while ago.
Yeah. You told our boss we need new
this
chairs.
Is,
yeah, there's no coming back from this,
this
chair.
Is, I don't know what's going on. My face is hot.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm angry.
I'm getting could have an anxiety attack level.
Yeah, it feels like the walls are closing in.
Yeah, a lot.
Mm-hmm. A whole lot. Mm-hmm. And so, not sure how much more of the show we're going to stay for.
Right.
Because, and I know you're sitting here going, you guys work 4 hours a day. We don't. We work longer than that.
Right.
But also,
there's also a smell beginning to form.
Yeah, I don't know if it's me or you.
There was a worse smell earlier. It was literally burning.
Oh. Yeah, you know when your furnace first kicks on, if you haven't called my friends at Ductworks, the air duct cleaning experts, to thoroughly scrape and vacuum all the dirt, debris, and dust out of your air ducts. No, I think that's part of the problem. And they do commercial commercial buildings. It smelled like burnt rat for a little bit, and now it's just an oppressive amount of heat in here.
So I do want to make it clear, this actually was not, oh my gosh, am I feeling cooler?
That's what I was thinking.
Air. Yeah.
No, it's just, no.
Or I'm just
it's the mirage.
Losing it. This is not our work mistake. None of us did this.
No, we didn't do this.
Uh-huh. One time, I think I'm feeling cooler air. One time I went to touch the thermostat in a former office building. I didn't do this today. I promise.
If you're the reason for this, I swear, we're taking you up to the roof.
I am admitting to being a problem in the past.
Okay.
I am very static electric. I went to touch the thermostat in a former building, and I broke the entire system by shocking the thermostat.
That can't really happen.
For 3 days, I worked in a studio much. Guys, it is getting cooler in
it
here.
It is. It's on.
Okay.
We're back, baby.
Yeah. Woo. But
it's
still
88 degrees in here.
87.
They're envisioning the water and everything. They're crawling to it.
This is an oasis, guys.
Not real.
I think it's happening.
No, it's the moisture.
I think it's
the dampness from Hack and
Aaron and I detected the burnt smell first. You guys are just going to catch up.
Okay.
But anyway, yes.
So you took out the whole thing with your staticky.
Mm-hmm. I heard a big zap and the thing just went and just went off. And I was like, And then later we realized that.
You're not a little staticky. You're like X-Men amount of staticky.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's awesome.
Since being here, I've not had as many problems.
Which is weird because Colorado is a dry environment.
It's starting to happen now,
But have you ever noticed I always put my forearm to the door handle before I leave? It's because I'm so staticky.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious.
I do the same. Yes. I do the same thing. I have to touch my car door every time I get out of it because I'm,
What?
Yeah, I didn't know.
And I've worried.
I didn't know there were others.
There's some electrodes in
me. What is going on? Every time I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I get shocked because there's the metal thing in the wall. Like on the corner.
You get shocked on metal thing in the wall?
No. Yeah, like the framing, there's metal.
Who says every time I go to the bathroom, I get shocked? We're going to get back to work mistakes in a minute. We're going to talk about where he gets shocked. Does it come up your pee stream?
No, it's when I'm walking to the bathroom.
Oh.
I walk into the bathroom, past the dope opening, which has the metal things around the frame on the inside of the wall.
Okay.
It's very hot.
I just want you guys to know. So we're not going to be.
Oh, man.
I'm so wet. So we, like, here's the thing. We want you to call in. Our work mistake is not our work mistake. And we'll admit some other mistakes we've made. But, like, we want to hear the biggest mistake you've made at your job. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Erin, would you like to finish the story you started?
I would. So there are these two girls that were trying to go to Nice, France, and they called the airline or whatever and had the airline book it.
Is this some morons who ended up in Africa?
Yes. They went to Tunis, like Tanzania or something.
That's not the same thing.
It's a word mistake.
Tunis.
We're trying to go
to Nice. And they sent them to Nice.
So whoever booked that ticket.
Yes.
Work mistake.
Big work mistake.
I thought it was the girls who did it wrong.
No, they said that it was some sort of other person, like the desk, whatever, because they had missed their flight.
Oh.
Wow.
So also their fault.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know that, like, I don't like using the same stories when we redo this topic, because this topic comes up every once in a while. Mm-hmm. It's not always from somebody on the roof making it a sauna in here. But my favorite work mistake, the story we've ever had on the show, I don't know if you guys remember this. One time, there was a radio station. Look at her shaking her head already. There was a radio station.
Because you've been avoiding eye contact.
Yeah, I have been avoiding eye contact.
What are you doing?
There's a radio station that was doing a $100 gift card to Applejack Wine and Spirits. And so we did a text campaign. It was like texting the word blah, 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 borp. And they did. Everybody texted in. And then somebody's job was to go like, you're the winner. And they went, you're the winner. And sent it out to every single person who entered.
So everyone thought they won.
Correct. And then they had to send back like, no, sorry, my bad. Like, we're going to redo the drawing. But everybody's just like, not fair, man. I won fair and square. You didn't win fair and square.
Nobody won.
Nobody won. Because everybody won. You can't. But I won. I got the text. That doesn't mean you won.
This is so against legal.
Yeah. But you know who did that?
I couldn't imagine it's someone in this room.
Yeah, some moron from Moronville.
Whose job it didn't belong to do that.
Right, then you shouldn't have done it.
No one else was doing it. We had to.
Yeah, so Erin sent it out.
Thank you to everyone who was so nice about it, though. That meant a lot.
Tens of thousands of dollars of mistake there.
Did you have to pay it?
No.
Good.
A lot of people were like, oh, I get it. Honest mistake. But then there's just some people who were like,
it's fair
and square. And it's like, and then some people tried to claim discrimination of one form or another. And it's like, guys, we don't know who you are. It's just a phone number.
Oh, wow.
It's like, you canceled it because I'm old. And it's like, no, we canceled it because Aaron's stupid.
Right.
It has nothing to do with you. I'm glad I did. But
anyway, if you've made a colossal error at work, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about work mistakes. We really only got to Erin so far.
Rude. And I just want to point out, it is cooler.
Yeah, it is cooler. Oh, yes. Thank you to the people who fixed it. Diane?
Yay.
Work mistake.
All right. I was working for a dental office in Longmont, your old stomping ground.
Ooh.
And when the dentists go on vacation, I mean, like, you're working for them and broke, right? So lots of times they'll have you, like, do filing or cleaning the office or whatever so that you can still earn a wage.
Mm.
So they had an old pulp system that we used to just grind down on dentures and things. Back in the olden days, that's literally how they used to do dentistry.
Oh.
And so he's like, I want to clean this thing. So I'm like, how the hell do I clean it? Right? Or heck, sorry. How the heck do I clean this thing? So a bag, a big old plastic, I mean, it was either probably a trash bag, but now we have bags that go over the chairs. Granted, I will do a disclaimer. I was 28 years old. I'm 59 now, so a long, long time ago. And so this, I got WD-40 and I was spraying it on the...
No! No! No, yeah, bad.
Well, that's going to go in someone's mouth? Really,
also, it'll probably
melt.
No,
it's on the cable. No, and we didn't use it on mouths. We used it on, like, grinding down dentures and stuff like that.
Okay.
In the mouth. Yeah. Yeah, it was sitting on a counter. But the pulleys were all gross. And anyway, it was really working well. It was like, I'm running the rheostat, which is pulling the pulleys through. I'm spraying the WD-40 on it. Dirt's going, you know, the grime and crap's everywhere. All of a sudden, it freaking blows up. Because, hello, friction, flammable liquid.
It blew up because WD-40 is also flammable.
Oh, no.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, this big, I am so damn lucky that I didn't singe off everything or get massively burned. But it was like, boom, and this flame goes up to the ceiling.
Right.
The whole ceiling's black. I mean, it was a big damn deal, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. You don't work there anymore, right?
I don't think the building exists anymore.
Yeah, nobody works there now. Candy?
Yay.
Work mistake. What's yours?
So my first human resources manager job, I was supposed to print out a report to take to a meeting for all the salaried managers based on tenure and things like that. And I didn't remember to delete the salaried part.
So you handed out a report with everybody's salary on it?
Correct, yeah.
To those people?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So everyone's looking around the table going, are you effing kidding me?
Oh my God. Oh
yeah,
my God.
100%, yeah. I was mortified and I was surprised I didn't get fired. But
you didn't get fired?
Honest mistake.
I didn't get fired, but...
her salary was at the bottom
thing.
Of the list. You're fine.
Oh my God, Candy. Everyone was mad though.
Oh yeah, 100%. It started a whole work war with everyone.
Oh no.
Yeah. Thank you, Candy. That was lovely. Scott?
Yes.
Yes. Work mistake, what'd you do? Scott?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is turning out to be TX work mistake.
Yes!
What did you do? What was your work mistake?
I was putting a battery in a guy's UTV, I don't know, probably 15 years ago. And I had to finagle it through the frame, and the positive and negative touched the frame of the UTV and welding itself to the frame of it and catching the UTV and barn and shop on fire and burning his whole barn and shop.
Oh no, buddy.
He just needed a new battery and then he needed a new barn.
Yeah, he needed a new $500,000 worth of
What did you do?
Mother language. Yeah.
Okay.
Couldn't you have just printed my salary?
Yeah.
Hannah?
Yay.
Work mistake. What'd you do?
I was breaking up with a guy, and I accidentally sent the breakup text to my boss.
Oh, no.
Nah, it's not that bad.
Was this like an anti-ghost kind of breakup, or like... You were
like
more
brutal.
Like a real breakup. Like, ooh. I just don't like sleeping with you.
I think your PP's too small.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Who hasn't said that to the boss? Micah texted.
Why'd you go with the name of the boss? How bad was it?
It could have been misinterpreted. And his response was like, we can talk about this at your performance review.
Oh no. And you know what? We're forgetting, like, not everyone has chill offices like us. I said that to Micah, our boss. Like, you easily go, oh my God, let me tell you about the guy.
Yeah, no, in a
like,
real
in a
work environment.
Setting.
With HR people who are gunning for you.
Yeah.
You have to do trainings. You're on probation.
Oh, Hannah.
Do you still have the job?
Not anymore, but I didn't get fired.
Okay.
Congrats on that one. Thank you. Charlotte?
Yay.
Work mistake. What'd you do?
It was my first day at my summer internship and, you know, new office, new faces. I wanted to dress to impress. And mid-morning, this guy walks in jeans and a t-shirt, like really casual, and he came up to me and asked if I had a trash bag. So I was like, okay, I guess like this guy's the janitor. And so I got him a trash bag and I just looked around, like nobody seemed fazed. So I was like, okay. And then later on, someone came over and was like, hey, I want to bring you into so-and-so's office. I want you to meet the CEO. And I walk in the room and guess who the CEO was?
The trash bag guy?
Yep, the trash bag guy.
I don't understand why is that a problem?
How did you mess up?
Well, because, I mean, I don't want to say I wasn't friendly. I was nice, but I kind of, you know, I wasn't like exactly my friendly friend. Like, he came up to me, he's like, hi.
Oh, you didn't give him the bended knee respect that he deserved as the CEO?
Like, oh, yes, sir, right away, sir. It's gotcha. Like, oh, I'll find one.
He was like, whatever, janitor guy.
She's like, I'm just an intern.
He's like, it's my first day. I don't know where those are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I was like, oh, could you give me like a minute? I was on the phone. I was like, can you just give me a minute? I have to find them. Okay. I don't know where they are.
I get it.
Ran over, got it. Gave it to him.
Okay.
What did he do with the trash bag?
He don't ask the CEO what he needs a trash bag for.
Like, did he poop himself?
Why is that your first? Like, he's probably just changing the trash.
You know of all the uses of a trash bag? That, like...
Why would the CEO be changing the trash?
I don't know, Erica.
I would love to see that.
Why would he be incontinent?
Well, I know a story of someone who had to sit on a plane in a trash bag.
Oh,
they pooped this.
And that person's not a CEO of any company.
Nor of the plane.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Time once again for news. Or nope.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Hope.
Our best song in a while.
Yeah.
This is news or nope.
News or nope. TX really bringing it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He like...
I think that it's his time to shine and none of us should step on it.
It's like... He's like the kid in choir who wants to be the choir director, but he's not.
He wants the solo, but he's willing to share a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Do we put this whole thing up every day?
Long.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch, you just go to the Odyssey app. You can listen to it. But if you go to like YouTube, I think you can watch the whole thing.
Mm.
And you don't even have to listen to this whole thing. Just watch TXing.
Yeah.
It's a good watch every day. Just watch the first, I don't know, 40 seconds of news or no every day.
Yeah. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm pretty excited about this. I'm curious how everyone else feels. The Girl Scouts are trialing a new cookie for the 2026 season. Okay, T-Hack is thrilled.
They do it every once in a while. Yeah. And you just got, like, it's just when they decide, was like, oh, but then screw those tag-alongs. It's like, guys, you can try new stuff, but don't take one away.
They're never going to take away, like, the big dogs. They're not going to take away Thin Mints or...
They took away the lemon one, though, and I like the lemon one.
Coconut ones.
Oh, no, hold on. Hold on. Let her get it. Do you know what it is?
Because
they have two different names. I want to know.
Well, I think I would call them as Caramel Delights, but I know Samoas is the other one.
They are,
And which Samoas. One are you guys?
They're Samoas.
Samoas here. Hmm. Caramel Delights is just like a... Maybe an Iowa thing?
No, we were Samoas growing up.
You were?
Yeah.
It might have been Caramel Delights in California. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not to remind people where I'm from.
Okay.
Anyway, this cookie is called the Explore Mores, and it's a rocky... So you would think it was a s'more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But they already have that cookie.
They do have the...
They have a s'more cookie?
Yeah. They do.
And it stayed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I tried it once. It wasn't very good. But this is a Rocky Road inspired sandwich cookie. So it looks like two cookies, then there's like a filling. Yeah, I think it looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Reaction.
It's a toasted almond flavored cream.
Okay.
But the outside is chocolate and marshmallow flavors.
Ooh, I would do that.
I would like to try it.
Well, if there's any Girl Scouts who's got, you know, a little early access.
Yeah.
But when is Girl Scout season? It's like March.
For the 2026 season, so it must be coming up at the beginning of the year.
We haven't done the thing in a while. We need to do it with you. We've talked to you about it.
Yeah.
The Girl Scouts call in. Maybe we'll do it this year.
I will buy so many boxes is the problem.
Okay.
Don't worry. Samoas, Do-Si-Dos, Tagalongs, Lemonades, Lemon Ups, all coming back.
They always do the thing when you go to buy them and they're like, it's $5 a box, or you could get four for $20. And you're like, yeah. And they're like,
It's not a discount.
It's not a
Okay. It's just their way of
getting you to buy more. $40 Here you go.
They're not five bucks.
I'm an idiot. Oh! Have they gone up?
Yeah,
the s'mores and the toast yays retired after last season.
What's a toast yay?
Yeah, I have no idea what the toast yay was, but s'mores are gone.
Obviously sucked.
Yeah.
And so did the s'more.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Football news.
Yay!
The Broncos have decided where they want their new field to be.
Oh, we're getting a new Broncos
field? Are?
They said that they're excited about Burnham Yard as the preferred site to build a new stadium.
Burnham?
Burnham? Burnham. Yard?
Burn?
B-U-R-N-H-A-M?
Yeah. Burnham.
Burnham.
Yard.
Okay. You said
Does
Burnham.
Anybody, I
Burnham?
Am,
she said Burnham first.
She did absolutely say Burnham. Sorry. I am a native of this here land.
I also had to look it up.
I've never heard. Is it? Wait, can I guess?
Yes.
There's a couple places where I really had my money on it. So, oh no, that's Kroenke though. Because Kroenke owns the land around Dick's Sporting Goods Park. So I thought they'd go out there. But also another really good spot, and people will be mad at me for saying this, but like most football stadiums are not in town.
Right.
Mm. Like,
where do you
Foxborough's
want it to go?
A long way. I want it out by Gaylord. Up by the Gaylord, out by the airport.
But then that's such an event. Then you can't go to the game and then go elsewhere. Like you're...
Yeah, but that's the way football games are for most cities. Like Minnesota is one of the few places that just like literally went...
Yeah.
It's in the middle of downtown Minnesota. But that's
because
Minnesota sucks. I don't... Yeah. It's too landlocked and they don't have enough room for parking. So it kind of takes over the neighborhoods. Please let it be out by Gaylord.
It's just a little southeast of where it currently is. It is.
It's like they're leaving it there.
It's on the other side of Colfax, just a little like 13th. Yeah.
It's like getting close to
on the other
like
side of
the
Colfax.
Buckhorn. It's between 13th and the Buckhorn Exchange, if you know where that is.
Isn't
like
that
getting
where
close to Sloan's Lake?
Yeah, isn't that where there's like a
there's a lot of railroads
hot
there
tub
or whatever
place and stuff.
What?
Like towel spots. There's all that stuff between like 8th and when I get off and I'm going to the game from down south. Like you drive by, you must drive through where the stadium's going to be.
It's
are there businesses there now?
Further like, downtown than where it is now.
No.
Yeah.
I thought Parker might be in the running. I was hoping we would.
They haven't necessarily agreed, but they said this is where we want it to be. This is what we prefer. So it seems
when is
like
this happening.
Probably not for a bit.
And are they going to put a lid on it? Does it say?
Yes, but I think it would be retractable.
Sweet. They need to do that.
That would be cool.
Then we would get, for the first time, a Super Bowl in Denver.
Yes, true. Ooh. The Broncos' new stadium is targeted to be completed in 2031.
What?
That's in... Oh my God, that's only 6 years away.
Do you want... Yeah, I know, but it's still... No. And does it say how much? Because the one being built wherever... Oh, Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo okay. just played the game. They said the stadium is almost done. It'll be done next year at a cost of $2 billion dollars.
Yeah.
$2 billion.
Billion.
Wow. Burnham.
Good evening. My story is out of Los Angeles.
You know, we don't do that on this. We don't do the, like, where's your story from? That's a stupid story.
Well, Raymond, this is a bit of a stupid story. Raymond Cruz, you may know him for his role as Tuco Salamanca.
That's Tuco.
What?
Tuco Salamanca, in Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Oh,
Tuco!
I never watched it.
Yes.
I haven't either.
Well, the actor, Raymond Cruz, was arrested yesterday in L.A.
For
on
selling meth.
No, it's even weirder than that. On suspicion of misdemeanor battery, according to the law enforcement sources, a neighbor reported that Cruz was washing his vehicle in his driveway, and the neighbor's daughter got a little too close, and Cruz said, excuse me, I'm like, get out of the way. The daughter didn't move, and now it's being reported that Cruz sprayed the daughter with a garden hose while washing the car.
And he's under arrest.
He's under arrest. So that's what that's what I know so far. There's gotta be more to it. Cruz says he asked the girl to move away from the vehicle because she parked too close, and it's alleged he says she got sprayed unintentionally. Like she was just in the spray zone. They say you sprayed her.
We can be arrested for spraying someone.
Apparently,
now?
Isn't that weird? Especially with a guy with a rep like that. You'd think it'd be something a little more serious, but
Interesting.
He would normally rain down gunfire on this person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just be careful if you're going to wash your car. You don't stay out of jail.
You're allowed to shoot kids.
No.
Hey.
No.
Just not spray them with water.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I found out, I said at a concert recently in front of thousands of people that Mia is my favorite child.
Yeah, you did.
I still love Noah. He's great, but he's in Omaha. He can't hear me.
and he wasn't at that concert.
He was not at the concert. She just became more of my favorite child. Let me set up a weird little scenario for you. She's at one of her friend's house. And her friend is like, it's like after school. Mm-hmm. And her friend's like, opens the fridge. She's like, you want an applesauce? And Mia goes, what? What? I don't. Huh? She's like, no, an applesauce. You want? Do I like it? I'm going to have an applesauce. You want it? And Mia's like, I don't know. Applesauce, like sauce made from apples?
She doesn't know what applesauce is.
Neither of my kids know what applesauce is.
They don't know what it is?
I honestly, it's a little disconcerting that they don't know what it is.
Like, how old is she?
She's 15. But it's weird that she doesn't know what it is, but it's great that she's never tried it. Like, applesauce is straight from hell. It's
what?
What is wrong
so
with you?
So gross.
What? It's good.
Aaron, come in, the water's warm.
It's so gross.
It's thank you.
What? You could not pay me to eat it.
Apples? Great. Blech. Dehydrated, like, apples?
Apple
amazing.
Chips?
Amazing.
Yeah.
All day.
What's wrong with applesauce?
Here's a great idea. Erica, I'm going to get me a big old Fuji, the Honeycrisp.
Yeah, I got them in my fridge
at home.
I'm
going to chew it. Once I've chewed it just enough, you open your mouth, okay?
No, that's not how it works.
That's now what applesauce
that's
is.
That's mixed with your spit. I don't want your spit, but I'm down with a little juicy applesauce. In fact, you're making me want some right now.
A little cinnamon in
there.
Oh,
that? My gosh. Oh, yeah. You get it right on the spoon and you just kind of.
Yeah.
I'm serious. So,
sometimes you sit there with the cinnamon and just.
I've never done that.
Top it off every time.
This is exactly why my kids never did it. And especially because there's a certain point where society hit that lazy point where we're like, it's too hard to open the thing and put a spoon in. So then they made space things.
Hold on. Those are for children. Yeah. The squeezies. Yeah.
My kids live on those.
Those are for children.
That's
they're not
disgusting.
For me.
My nephews eat like one a day and I just... I can't.
And they
eat an apple, you fool.
Yeah. But it's so cute. Well, first of all, when kids are really little, they can't really have an apple. That's a big
choking
hazard.
It's called natural selection. They'll figure it out.
But it's so cute when they have the pouches because now they know how to like really get everything out of
it. Yeah. You're training them for toothpaste later.
Yeah.
So they know how to use the
toothpaste.
Well, they know how to get every last drop out.
So it's two.
You can mix it now. They have like apple banana. They have apple strawberry, apple cinnamon, apple.
What?
Apple peach. Apple?
Yeah. That's another one. Yeah.
Okay.
I literally take it and I twist the cap and I like throw it at them. I don't even want to touch it.
No, it was me with yogurt with my kids. They're like, Dad. And I tried not to put my weird food phobias on them, but it's like.
Clearly you did with applesauce.
I just didn't offer it. Neither did my ex-wife. But like if they wanted yogurt, like I'd have to open the thing and it goes like and does that.
Yeah. It kind of burps a little.
Tiny little, little. Okay. And you're like.
It burps. It doesn't.
Yeah, but
do that.
No. What happens to your hand?
Yeah,
when you look down at your hand, what's it look like?
What's wrong? Who hurt you?
It's like I can. That's a whole other story. But here's the deal: like, if that happened to you, what would you do? You'd lick it, right?
Yeah.
I have to pretend it's not battery acid burning a hole through my soul. I have to hand them shakily their Danimals yogurt.
Danimals is so good, man.
And then, oh my god! And
I could go for one of those little.
You guys are children.
Yeah,
eating applesauce and Danimals.
Well, I never eat either of those things now, but man, those were the good old days.
So if I got applesauce in here, you'd eat it right now.
For sure. I haven't had it in years.
Yeah. I don't even want it. My wife only eats applesauce when we grill hot dogs, and she kind of gets the hot dog just in the applesauce. No bun, just a loose wiener.
I get that. Well,
slide it around in the sauce.
I'm going to wrap this up with one simple...
You're the worst.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
Nine.
We need to talk about... There's a story about DIY, basically. If you do DIY projects in your house, it will give you confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, that's saying...
It's made me want a new house.
If you do it right. Like, who...
I just remembered Hack's story about changing a sink.
Yeah. I did. I was changing. We were putting in new sinks, and then I was changing underneath. I had to change the drip tray.
Okay, I just want you to understand.
Or not, new faucets.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, that.
People do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. It was just new faucets, just a faucet. And you messed it up.
Yeah. By the way, I do read the text occasionally, and we talked about JonBenet recently or whatever, and yeah. I said the dad found her by the hot water heater, and I stand by it. He found her by the hot water heater. I know. It's a water heater.
Someone's like, slacker, it's a water heater.
Like, shut up.
It does also make the water hot.
Right. Yes. So, hey, you know, it's a water heater, and at the time, the water's hot, so it's a hot water heater.
Yeah. So I'm changing my sinks.
Yeah, you're changing his sinks.
Pride. I was changing, and the drip tray, you have to take it out, and I have to empty it
it's
in
not
the
not a drip tray.
Drip.
It's like the U joint.
I forget what the U tray.
It's the whole, it's the pipe itself.
The pipe itself, yes. I had to take it off and I emptied it into the drip tray. That's what I did.
Okay.
So I had the drip tray and I thought, okay, time to dispose of this. And I dumped it in the sink and it fell.
Oh,
yeah. Because he's like, oh, where else would I get rid of it? But in the drain.
In the drain.
The problem is I just removed part of the drain.
Yeah. And just dumped it all over himself.
Buddy.
I've done so many. I changed the door on the pantry in our kitchen. So my wife's in the living room, like watching TV, and I'm changing the door handle. And I closed it, not realizing I didn't put the handle on the inside. So it didn't, like open. It didn't.
You had to take it off in order to get it.
Yes. And I had to calmly do it because my wife's right there. Yeah. Like, what's going on? You okay over there? It's like, we're fine.
Yeah. Everything's fine.
But you feel so confident now, right? Don't you?
Here's what we're actually talking about.
All the food it's still in the pantry. We can't even open it.
We're talking about not DIY building your confidence, but DIY disasters.
Yeah.
Yes.
You tried to do something on your own, even with YouTube. You think you've got it?
Yeah.
Like you think, oh, you watch somebody on YouTube and they just like put the like stuff on the back of a tile and just like, and make a shower, and you're like, oh my God, I can totally do that. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's not. You don't.
Your mouth sound effects are really, yeah.
That's what here was my thing. I decided, this was a couple houses ago, I wanted a medicine cabinet. My ex-wife wanted a medicine cabinet. And all you go on YouTube, and you just cut a hole in the drywall, and it just slides in between the studs. Oh. They make them like 16 inches wide, so just slides in, and it's got a rip where the mirror is.
Something like, just tells me that this is not going to go well.
Yeah, so I just go, punk. I hit the drywall with a hammer, put a hole in, and you can see back there, and you're like, okay. So then you just start sawing, making a square. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm hitting the stud or what I'm hitting there. Waterline. Waterline is what I hit.
Oh, no.
Sawed right into it because it was PVC, so it was like... And it's just, I flooded everything.
Oh, no. I would just flooded never, ever be able, I can't trust myself. I can't trust my fiance.
You need a drip tray.
There's no drip tray for a water line. Because I had done the thing. I'm like, boop, boop. Because I was looking
for
electrical. So
you knew you didn't have a stud.
I knew I didn't have a stud. I knew there wasn't electrical there because I didn't want to die.
Right.
I didn't think about drowning though.
Right.
As a way I could die.
Oh man.
I'll do it.
I had one that nearly ended my relationship. And my current relationship was hanging on by a thread.
Whoa.
We, at the time, I had bought a house and Dane, my fiance, at the time boyfriend, had moved in with me, but he owned a condo, so he was going to sell his condo. It was a whole thing. We were paying way too much money every month during this time. Okay. So finally, he's like, okay, my condo is going to be listed, but I just got to install this storm door. You know, like there's a front door.
Yeah, and you just want the little stupid screen door, storm door.
So he had one and it looked like garbage. And so he was like, I'm just going to replace it. I love that man. He's the best person I know. I almost left him that day.
Because
first of all, he's like, yeah, this will fit in my Subaru. No. Didn't fit in the Subaru. I'm holding on for dear life, driving back from Home Depot.
Why?
I'm trying to hold the door in the back that's just open.
That's not how.
It's okay. Not good. So then we get there. He starts doing it. I'm helping. I'm starting to have a meltdown. I think it took like 16 hours.
Oh, that's my total. Gosh.
Now we took
it
a break.
Be like, rah, 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 rah.
It was not rent, 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 rent. It was like, well, that doesn't look right. Oh, we got to go back to the hardware store. We're going to need some paint now so that we can make this black so that.
Oh,
and
my
he
God.
Knows it almost ended our relationship. We're getting close to the year anniversary of that door. And here
Why don't you
we
put
are
a storm
today.
Door on your new place?
Absolutely okay. not.
If you've been a part of one of these, marriage ending, relationship right. ending, house ending, DIY disasters, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
You got one?
Well, I mean, I have another. Well, she just reminded me really quick. I did, what do you call the molding just like halfway up trim. On a wall?
No, I think it would still trim? Be trim.
But it's like they call it wainscoting is the whole thing. It's like a chair rail. Chair rail. Okay. Chair rail
I've
molding.
I've never heard of that.
Decided. Yeah. It's just that cool. You just kind of do, it's just like another piece of trim or whatever. I did the exact same thing. I'm like, it'll fit in my car, but you buy it in like 12 feet long things. Mm-hmm. Your car on the inside is not 12 feet long. Mm-hmm. I just want
to. Right. You might think it is on the outside, but.
But it's not on the inside. Yeah. So I put it in and then I had to make a decision. I wanted to close the rear hatch. So I did. And then I just had them go through the back seat, through the front seat, and then out the passenger window.
Okay.
So it's just from the back of the car out the passenger window
That's
by
a
like
horrible decision.
2 or 3 feet. Explain to me why you think it's a horrible decision.
Because 2 or 3 feet out the passenger window, you're going to hit something or it's going to break off.
I didn't hit anything. Thank you very much.
It broke off.
But once you get about 40 miles an hour, they're like bending from the wind. And then it's just like an explosion inside my car. They break far back by me. They break. They're bending so hard that they go, and there's like
splinters. And then did they go flying outside? Yeah. You lost them.
Oh, it was everywhere. Okay. I believe I shut down traffic.
It was a massacre.
I wasted. You don't go back to Home Depot and go, remember the 12 pieces of trim I just bought?
They're like, all of it broke.
All of it broke. So then instead of doing, I still used it all, but like.
You like cut where
I had to seam it 14 times.
Because
it was
so embarrassing.
You need a drip tray.
What? Why would I know that it was going to break?
I actually may have thought that it would have.
I would have never.
No.
I'm like,
I would think it's wood.
10 feet of it is in my car. 10 feet.
The ratio's right.
But they're just too thin. Wind is very powerful, Slacker.
But don't be all high and mighty.
Wind is powerful.
If you were with me in that parking lot, you would have went, this is going to work. If I had had you in the passenger seat holding it like you did with the storm door,
it probably wouldn't have broken.
It wouldn't have broken. Right. Your arm would have. But I mean, we can get it. That fixes itself, right?
Yeah, we can just put a cast on it.
All right. If you've got a DIY disaster, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking DIY disasters. My father built homes.
Yeah.
So you'd think I'd be better at crap than I am.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
No. I do love, we got a text that just says, my husband built a bedroom in our basement 10 years ago. We'll be married 32 years in December. And I'm like, not a fail. That's for sure.
What does that mean?
Big accomplishment. Not a disaster. No, we're proud of your husband.
Yeah, you got to do it. It's got to be a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Someone else, the neighbor was replacing a dishwasher. They walked into his house and water was shooting 10 feet across his kitchen because he forgot to turn off the main water line.
Jack, I feel like you wanted to say one, but you didn't get a chance.
Oh, well, we were hanging up some pictures in our basement on the wall, and so we were banging it in, and we got it hanging looking nice until we tried to open up the pocket door that was behind that wall. Oh. We just nailed into the pocket door because it was the door was in there.
You should have
checked what was directly behind it.
Checked, yeah.
Closed the door before you, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, real smart there. I want to say this. This all started from an article that says DIY projects will give you confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I think at TX House, like you guys have that, like your whole mantle for your fireplace is like a cool, chunky mantle, and the whole thing is black, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, yeah.
And that's not what it looked like when you moved in.
No, my wife put the black, like, with the...
The scrape paint kind of or whatever.
Thing. Oh, see, I would trust a hack to DIY.
Yeah, but so I wasn't allowed in while she was doing it.
Every time you sit down there, though, you're like, she's got to be like, ugh,
I did that.
I made that.
A little bit, yeah. Except she's also like, oh, we should do another code. Like, it's starting to fade. There. Like, there is that.
Or like, oh, I could have done it better or whatever.
Yeah, but she does like, I like it because she lets me in the house now. Now that's done.
By the way, we know the name of the part you couldn't say. Mm-hmm. It's not a drip tray.
Huh?
P trap.
Oh, P trap. Which?
P trap.
Feels like they're talking about P.
P trap.
Yeah.
Aiden?
Yay.
DIY disaster. What happened to you?
So I decided I was going to do some concrete work in my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And I did a little square, like a 3x2, and it worked out really well. So I'm like, all right, I can do the rest of it. And so I ordered a ton of concrete, and then I just was not able to keep up with the amount of it. It looked bad. It now I have 6,000 pounds worth of concrete poured in the backyard that looks terrible. And I didn't give up on it. I'm like, okay, well, I'll pour some more concrete on top of it, make it look better, and it didn't. And then I decided, well, what if I put some stain on it, and it just looks worse. So
now it's above your house? It's like a skyscraper? Just keep adding more till it doesn't look stupid.
Makes me sad.
Because the only way out now is a sledgehammer.
Right. Yeah.
You got to start over.
And I've been chipping at it for about 6 months now, and it's probably going to take me about another year to continue to chip at it to get it all out.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the reminder.
Do you feel confident?
it didn't ruin my marriage, but...
Oh, see.
She's like, outside. It's fine.
Have you ever taken a tree out?
No.
No.
Not like, I thought I could do it myself.
What?
Like, so I cut the tree down. That part's easy. And then you've got the stump. So then you dig all around the stump and you kind of chainsaw the roots out or whatever. But then it's just this huge thing down in there. But at the time, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I was endorsing Alpine Buick Pontiac GMC. Sweet. And they gave me a brand new Sierra pickup truck.
Oh, no.
So I tied a chain around the tree root and then drove my truck, their truck, into my front yard and tied it around there. And then I just gunned it. And it's like, and the back of the truck is kind of getting a little warpy. And then eventually I was like, and I came out and I was like, I got it out. No, the chain snapped and went whoop-pong and like broke the back window, screwed up the whole.
You ruined a whole car.
But I don't think you understand. It wasn't my car. It was their car.
Much worse.
Yvette, I love you. I'm sorry about that truck. Marine?
Yay.
DIY disaster. What happened?
We were finishing our basement and we were using a metal stud. So we had to do the metal track onto the ceiling on the I-beams.
Oh, yeah.
My husband dropped on me and severed my thumb down to the bone. All the tendons and everything were toast.
Oh, my God.
Are you still married?
We are. 30 years.
Thumbs up.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Does anybody think about what life is going to be like when this is over?
Oh, I prefer not to think about things that make me sad.
Yeah, because the diary, we're on day 46.
Six.
We've been reading this. Oh, my God. So that's, yeah. It's day 46. And I don't know how many entries there are total, but I'm going to tell you there's less in front of us than there are behind us.
Right. Okay.
I know that by just flipping through the pages. So I don't cheat like Erica. I don't read ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in front of my face. And sometimes I see a word.
Yeah, several words. What was the last entry about?
Oprah. Oprah is the reason she cheated.
She was in the self-help section. Yeah. Like she's going to therapy and now she bought a self-help book, which I don't think any of this is bad.
I don't think she did buy it.
Okay.
She did buy it.
Yeah.
Bought one. It's great. I think this is good.
I don't know, but like 20 years ago, the self-help books were kind of...
trash.
They were just cheesy.
But it's good that she's acknowledging like, I messed up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
There's just something about the Oprah reference, I feel, is like about the secret. And like the secret, because Oprah
was... a book that she wrote?
It's a book about manifesting.
Oh, yeah, it's like the original.
It's the original manifesting book, but it's pretty like, think it and it'll happen. And like now the new stuff, there's books like The Source and stuff that where it's like there's neuroscience behind it. It tells you why your quirks in your body, why your vibes can...
The body keeps score, the subtle art.
And you can attract good energy into your life.
Okay. I like The Secret. I'll stand up for The Secret.
I've never read it.
Yeah. I was like, it didn't do anything for me, probably because I'm just like stupid. Anyway, that entry where she blamed all of her problems of being an unfaithful whore on Oprah.
Yeah, the word was, I hate you, Oprah.
Yeah. Mm. What was the entry of that date again?
Did Oprah text in?
She didn't see
anything. Yeah.
Yeah, we've suspended TX access to the to the text, so he can't see them. If you want to write any text to TX, he won't know what they say. 303-222-5423.
That was September 22nd.
Okay.
Today, we are looking at October 1st. Her first entry in pencil, it seems.
Pencil?
Pencil.
Lack of permanence.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. October 1st. She always writes in cursive. I am f***ing... I am f***ing up my life on purpose and by accident. Dr. Murphy says I am afraid to succeed.
Dr. Murphy. We got to start Googling.
And my challenge is to find out why. I don't care why. I just want it to stop. I suck at school right now. I hope I don't suck at my internship because I'm earning my internship hours and credits. I'm talking... What? Oh, because I'm earning my internship hours and credits, I'm taking fewer classes than before.
Oh.
I should be able to handle it. I guess not. I can't believe I messed up so badly. Just anxiety? My professor pulled me aside after class to give me that stern...
Warning?
Something. A stern something. A teacher concerned about you. Talk.
Please tell me that's
stern. I don't know. A teacher concerned about you talk. He noticed I wasn't as attentive in class and was my heart in the right place. So he asked for that.
Gotcha.
I, of course, am a stupid emotional idiot and I started crying and apologizing and that I truly... Sorry, my handwriting's bad. Started crying and apologizing and that I'd try harder and was so sorry I'd brought my personal life to school. He said, maybe this isn't the right program for you.
Oof.
Oh, ouch.
God.
I'm so mad for bombing that stupid exam. Now, even if I do ace everything else, I'll still only end up with a C. And now I have to ace everything and work extra hard for that stupid C just to prove I belong here. I hate this. I do belong here. I still want to be here. I just put myself into a whole lot of debt with my loans to not care and not do well. And now that Mike isn't well supporting me and I'm not working, I'm quickly going through my savings. Oh boy. And something.
Oh my God.
I'm quickly going through my savings and I think it's maybe all the money I have.
Okay.
And that's all the money I have is maybe what it says.
Okay.
I didn't sign up for all this to fail. I'm better than that. Oof. I just saw the first sentence.
Erica, we
damn
just
it!
Can we get a veto? This is insane.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm actually pissed.
It's going to be a good one tomorrow.
Didn't have any issues reading that one.
No, I know.
Yeah. This entire diary entry was her going, duh, burr, duh. And then when it's time to not... Read the thing. Clarity.
I will start putting my hand over the next diary entry.
When? When it's over?
I will start doing it tomorrow.
Okay, so what do we feel like?
Isn't that harsh of the professor? Like, you fail one test. And
she's in, dude, she's not in college. She's right. in grad school.
Yeah.
It's their job now to go, like, do you, I need to churn out a professional. Mm-hmm. If I give you, like, the next degree, you have to, a master's degree, you have to be worthy of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to just put your time in. And she's,
I like that it's all catching up to her, honestly. She's like, oh my God, like, I have all these loans and Mike's not supporting me. And I'm like, good.
Reality is hitting her and it sounds like she might finally start taking accountability.
Yeah.
Or it's Oprah's fault.
It's Oprah's fault.
All right. So you heard it here first. Apparently, at least the first sentence is going to be epic. Can you tell us the date or did you not get that?
I didn't get that.
Are you
J-hole.
It's later in October. It's sometime in October.
We can't have her go back because she'll just read the whole damn thing.
It's in October still. But it seems, I think I remember it being around the 20th.
But it's a doozy, you believe.
It's a doozy.
All right, we'll tune in tomorrow for a doozy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I don't know if I need to vent or if I need help or if I need to just be told that I'm an okay person.
You're an okay person.
Thank you so much.
Can you sense that I'm making the changes?
Oh,
see
you're
what I did there?
Being positive.
Yeah.
That was neutral.
Yeah. That was super neutral.
But I did what she asked.
Okay,
I
was a person.
But that's exactly what she asked.
You are a person.
I don't like how you immediately made it about you, though. That kind of took back. You know? I'm just saying, your baby steps. That's all.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to hear what happened?
The Slacker Show.
Right. True.
Sorry, I have that nasty cough that reminds me of the show that I'm on.
Do you want to know what happened?
Oh my
God!
You
just want to be done.
So much, princess. Let's hear it.
Don't call me that. The problem is, I may have acted like a princess in this situation.
Oh no.
So I was on my way to work today, and I was like, I'm gonna stop at King Soopers and get myself a poppy because I love to drink poppies before work or during.
What's a poppy?
It's a prebiotic soda. Yeah. They're really good.
This is the Doc Pop, so it's much like Dr. Pepper. What?
If you don't know what a poppy is, it just kind of sounds like you're talking like a princess. You're like,
I want a poppy.
I'm going to get a poppy, and no one's going to stop me.
It's the brand name.
But it tastes like a soda?
Yeah. And it's like got a little caffeine in it. It's great.
And it's you're getting your gut in.
Yeah,
shit.
I don't know if it's doing anything for my gut. But
okay. Gut health is important.
Yeah,
it is.
So poppy.
You're an okay person.
Thank you so much. So I run in there literally just to get this. That's the only thing that I buy. I leave.
Oh, can you just get a singular one?
You can. It's very exciting.
Can I blow up your topic one last time?
Sure.
You're the only one on the show. This is weird. We haven't talked about the bags very much, but we got bags made. The morning show has just made such a debacle of the bags.
Right.
We got 1,000 bags, I think, and they took 850 of the bags for themselves.
So someday we'll give you guys some, but
yeah, no, if we do some of the events we have lined up, we hope to bring some of the remaining bags that they haven't given away. I have one of the bags and I'm afraid to use it. If I go into King Soopers and I'm buying a lot of stuff, I have like a Colorado bag and I have one of the hard side bags. I love the hard side bags.
Yeah.
They have the hard side and the thing that folds down there. It's like,
they're stiffer. As a guy, they're more like box bags.
Yeah.
When
you
want to
do a run tripper, they're so good for dudes.
Yeah.
Because we can carry in like $200 worth of groceries in this damn bag. Yeah. It's like, rawr.
Just throw it all
they're
in.
Nice. But like, if I know I'm buying a lot of stuff, I only have one of those bags. So the Slacker Show bag.
You don't like to carry it around.
I don't know. I feel weird.
No, I'm with you. Mine has just been chilling in the backseat of my car.
But I know Erica and her fiance use it.
Yeah, him more than me even. And like, I didn't use it today because I was literally buying one thing.
Just going to buy one thing. You're just like, but that's when it seems like Princess would use it.
No.
Like, you're just like, hey, everyone, I'm on this show.
No. And but the thing is, I can use it and my fiance definitely can use it because people don't know what I look like yet, I think.
Yeah, so, like, but I mean, I'm our videos around, are like.
Yeah, but you guys have been here for years.
Yeah, I guess.
So like if I'm walking around the store
got red
with
hair.
It,
yeah.
Right,
so it's
like no one's. Yeah. No
and
one's
TF
like,
looks like Jason Momoa Kirkland edition.
Thank you. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So people see a blonde girl with a slacker bag, they're not gonna be like, that's Erica.
Oh, you're just a super fan. And they probably think you're a fan of the morning show, just looking at you.
But I always carry a slacker side out.
Oh, smart.
That's just looking at me. What does that even mean? Okay, anyway, are you gonna let me tell my story about what happened?
Sorry.
Okay, so I get to my car, buy my poppy, I get to my car, I'm coming straight to work. I'm stoked. It's gonna be a great day. I start to back up. The car next to me starts to back up and is starting to back up into me. And I hit my horn. Like, you would not believe the speed at which I hit my horn. And I held it and they wouldn't move. Or they kept moving towards me. And I held it.
Hold on.
And they
sorry. Clarification. Were you guys next to each other?
We were next to each other in diagonal spots. So I started backing up and then they started backing up at an angle.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if it was like across
If it was across, I could have
just pull forward and get out of the way and like whatever.
They're coming right at me. I mean, I lay on my horn for, I feel that it was like 15, 20 seconds like that.
Okay.
Just nonstop. Okay.
Which, fun fact, if you want to get someone's attention, you beep, 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 beep. You don't do a lay on.
And so then I pulled off and I start beeping.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Because the like, one sound might not
you
get
drone
them,
it out
right.
Really
yeah so you want to do a
oh
beep,
I
beep,
always
beep,
do
beep,
the like I just want mm-mm. I put my fist through it
yeah that's
like,
what I was doing because as you know I bought a new car very recently
yeah
they backed into me.
Erica, not okay. Your new car.
It
no.
was a baby tap because again they were backing out of a spot.
They trade it in,
they pull forward and I pull forward and then they start backing up again, and then I honk, 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 and I jump out of the car, and I'm like, hello? And I will say, I wasn't the kindest I've ever been. I was so rattled.
Yeah, because all they're doing is pulling out of a parking space. If you can't do that, get rid of your driver's license.
So
you don't deserve it.
If the woman happens to be listening, I'm sorry if I was rude, but I did say to her, hi. She goes, did I hit your car? I'm like, yes! Okay, I should not bury the lead. The car is totally fine. But
totally fine.
I think so. But I got her phone number because I was like, I'm so rattled right now. I can't even like look at this and I need to get to work.
You sure you got her real phone number?
I think so.
Because I give you 303-222-5423.
She tried that one. Now, here's the reason I feel bad. Because I wouldn't have felt bad. Like, she hit my car.
You have zero reason to feel bad.
I felt bad
because
I said, hello, ma'am. I was literally honking. I laid on my horn. How did you still hit me? Whatever. And she said, well, I had the radio on really loud and I have a hearing deficit. And I was like, a slacker show listener.
It doesn't matter. Are you blind? You backed up into someone.
Well, to be fair, I'm like, so you weren't looking? Like, you just. Because I had started backing up before her. Like,
what
I
was if there was a person?
Her.
This lady, driver's license gone.
I know. I kind of feel.
Hold on.
Relax, Erica.
Unless
she's a listener.
If she's a listener.
Then we want to give her one of
name,
these slacker show bags.
But thank you for being kind. She was kind. I do think the car's okay.
What? If she hit your car, Erica, it's not okay.
So I'm allowed to be mad because I'm mad.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. I said, this is a brand new car.
And then it kind of sounds like she tried to leave again.
Yes, exactly.
I think she did. She was like, did I hit you? I'm like, what do you mean, did you hit
me? How do you
me?
Not
yes.
know?
And why did you stop and reset? And
right.
Yeah.
She knew she hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know my thing? It's this is the worst, and people are going to think I'm a pretentious Can I say that? Probably
I
not.
I don't know.
Once your car gets hurt,
yes.
then I don't want it anymore.
Yes.
There's that new thing. Like, I remember I got my truck. And I loved my truck every moment of every day. And I went to Target and I was inside shopping and I came back out and I put my bags in. And when I closed the door, I saw the telltale red streak of somebody just taking the cart and going like down the side of my truck. And I was like,
it's so easy.
It's just over.
She's not scratched. I'm like, but she's been hit.
Yeah, no, it's not the same.
It's my baby.
I want perfection or nothing.
Well, so okay, I'm gonna take, so maybe we should dive into that sometime.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I'm starting to put together a few things in my life. This is really weird to talk about.
Are you having an epiphany?
I don't think I am. I'm having an epiphany. Okay, maybe.
Are you having an epiphany? No, I'm having an epiphany.
No. Well, here's the thing. A long time ago, I met this guy. He's a winemaker. And we were like in a loud environment or whatever, and we're talking, and he's like, I'm making him laugh, and he's a friend of my buddy Chad.
I know you said a long time ago, but can you be specific?
Yeah.
Probably 6 years ago.
Okay. Great.
Thank you. And he's talking, and he's like a savant. He's like a genius winemaker guy. Like he runs several of the major wines in Napa. Okay. But we're talking, it's the first time I've met him, and he's like, I've heard you're into wine or whatever, and we're talking, I'm being funny, I'm being goofy or whatever, and then he finally goes, I like you, you're funny, I can tell you have the darkness. And I was like, I have the,
what? That feels like something that, like, Ozzy Osbourne might have said. Do you
right,
like,
so, I love you, I tell you have the
darkness. I was thinking the darkness. The darkness. I believe in a thing called love.
Oh. Let's rock that tune right now.
That is a great, weird music video.
But, yeah. What is that? Like, first off, have you ever?
No.
Do you guys find me to be?
Dark?
Yeah.
Humor?
Yeah.
Humor, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But not like conniving.
No.
No, I never consider anything evil about you. Like, darkness implies evil. I don't know another word. Evil. Like,
also, let me just say this. That also implies that he's evil.
Because he can spot it.
Yeah. And right. He's like, and he thinks I'm so evil that we can be, it's like Mussolini walking up to Adolf going, I see what you're going to do. Like, what?
What a crazy thing you just said.
Do you know what I'm saying? But like,
yeah, but if you put the four of us in a room, which we are, wouldn't you say you are the darkest?
No.
Oh.
Aaron, by a mile.
Yeah.
We've had conversations with our bosses recently where it's like, don't let Aaron go on the roof anymore because she just walks up to the edge and goes, come on, gust of wind. She's like got a weird.
Yeah. Aaron is evil.
kind of.
ChatGPT does say that it's the darkness could also be like self-destructive patterns and trauma and grief. And that's why I asked specifically when this happened, because that probably was around your marriage really ending.
Yeah, but it wasn't, I don't think, yet.
So maybe he was picking up on Slacker, like overcompensating or like covering something.
Yeah. I don't think I was. Okay, but I just want to, okay, just to fast forward to where we are right now. Then recently, a couple weeks ago, I met a bunch of friends at a golf thing. And when I walked in the room, my buddy Josh was sitting next to somebody. I shouldn't have said any of that
part. Yeah, you shouldn't have said her. No, you should have just said, I walked into a room where my buddies were.
Okay, anyway. And the woman sitting next to him said, who is that guy? He's very dark. He has a dark energy to him.
That is very specific. Yeah. That's more than just the darkness. A dark energy is like...
Any of these? Not good.
But do you... I don't consider you guys to be non-seers of darkness, so how come you guys haven't noticed it? Like, don't you think you would... Like,
I mean, I wouldn't say you're a pink aura.
Do you believe in that thing?
I kind of do. I really want us to go get those photos where it shows the
orb. I do too. I've never done it.
Is there someplace we can... Is there... If you're an aura person, can you just text in right now? We'll come to your... Like, just... Or can you come in here? Like, 303-222-5423. Is this a real...
It's a real thing.
They take a picture of you... Like, and you're saying mine would be like Pigpen. I would just have this like... Whoa.
I'm wondering if yours just wouldn't show up because you're usually against a black background.
Oh,
do you really believe that?
Who turned out the lights?
I don't know much about it. I've done it once. This was like 10 years ago, so I literally don't remember it. Jesus. But wouldn't that be interesting if two people claimed your darkness and then the aura person is like...
Yeah, we need to test it for sure.
But then you guys, I'm sorry, it would say a lot about the people in this room too.
How?
How dumb you are to not notice what a dark human I am, but and again, that I'm just here to eat your young.
Like, you're not.
What? Yeah. You right. keep saying we haven't noticed.
I asked you if you've noticed.
Yeah, but what is it? Are we also, would we all have a color and it means something different? Like, I've never done it before either.
Yeah.
So if I showed up as blue, that would, in
I
theory,
so.
Mean something
yeah.
about me.
One of our old coworkers made me do a color thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it's more than one color because it kind of goes from like orange to
like
red to pink.
Or,
yeah, exactly.
And like, does it shoot up on some people or does it shoot up on everybody?
That
what
I
do
don't
mean,
know.
Shoot up.
Like, does it go
how
boom?
Far
is it radiating? Do some people have a close in aura? I don't know.
That
I don't
probably either. Means something.
What if none of us have aura?
No, there's absolutely no way.
We have to have an aura unless I'm eating all of your auras. My darkness is just like, because like Aaron was saying, you think mm-hmm. Erica's fixed her aura or something.
She does, yeah. Well, because I said I would love for us to all do the aura thing. I feel like we're all carrying a little bit of darkness, but Erica does seem lighter today. She escaped. She's been...
What? I'm just really tired.
Yeah! The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This is unorthodox. We don't do this very often, but I have brought something for everybody here in the room. I've brought a gift.
I feel like that actually has been happening a lot lately.
You guys have been bringing food in.
Is it another Oreo Reese's collab?
No, I wish. Okay. By the way, I scoured the stores. I couldn't find any more.
I went to Lolly and Pops the other day.
Oh, candy store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. Like I was not metaphorically a kid in a candy store. It's bad. Don't go in there
it's
if
so
you have
cute
a sweet
there.
Tooth.
Yeah.
I got a sweet tooth.
I mean, do you like cotton candy?
No.
They have cotton candy in every flavor.
Yeah.
They have cookies and cream cotton candy.
I wouldn't like that. I mean, okay, cotton candy, maximum once every 2 years at a fair or something.
There's something about cotton candy. I dated a girl post-marriage who just had a cotton candy thing. Hmm. And it was like, it was literally the key to her heart. Like, what?
You gotta date older women.
That was what ended it, was the court order. No, it was, but like, I could do anything wrong and just come home with like,
ooh,
Lolly and Pops, one of the weird
like I don't
flavors.
Eat peanut butter or cotton candy.
No, but they had like, they just have, oh my God, they're so good flavors. Like really tropical.
Well,
and
tropical
cotton,
is fine.
I got cookies and cream because my daughter loves cookies
ooh,
and cream. Anyway,
interesting.
There is sections where like they have the gummies in like the hamburger shape and yeah. the sushi shape, but there's like the Japanese area mm-hmm. and I was I was gonna bring in, since you brought in the Oreos with the cookie and you brought in the Oreos with the peanut butter in the middle mm-hmm. I was gonna bring in the weird Japanese Kit Kats and stuff.
I've been looking at getting Swedish candy.
You know what, my hairdresser gave me that once. Wasn't very good.
No.
What's Swedish candy?
I don't even know how to explain it. Maybe it was a different kind.
I don't know.
But she was like, oh, I brought this for you. It was after I lost my last job, actually. So nice. And I was just like, thanks.
I know we're supposed to be talking about something that happened in TX life, but I just want to ask this one other question. There are kiosks in the mall, and Lolly and Pops had it as well. What the F is Dubai chocolate?
It's pretty good. I've had it. So it's,
what is it? It looks green.
It is, because it's like chocolate pistachio. There's like crispy, I don't know if it's fried
it's
noodles.
It's become like a thing where like kiosks are set up and there are guys and they don't even like attack you. You know how the kiosk people are like viciously attacking you going, come here. Uh-huh. They don't do anything because people are just lined up for this crap.
Ooh,
Have it at Lolly and Pops now.
It's good. I like it.
I was going to bring that in too and see if anybody, it looks green. It looks weird, right? Erica's looking at it and like, no.
It's filled with pistachio tahini cream. I think that's how you say it.
Oh, tahini is like basically sunflower seeds.
Okay.
No, not
and
sunflower.
It's got like
sesame
it's,
seeds.
It's got crispy stuff in it too.
Like
I don't
a wafer,
know what that's.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Anyway, food has been the gift of late.
Yeah, lately. And this is, I always feel bad because my wife makes amazing cookies and cake, all this stuff. But we do have Aaron on the show, and who is gluten free.
I don't want that to.
I know, but I just feel
anyone.
Like I'm gonna bring it all in, and you just
did.
Like,
you bring bread?
No, I didn't bring bread.
Oh my God, because she's been baking too.
Really good bread too. She makes everything that will.
You guys,
kill
I'm
Aaron.
About to make Pop Tarts. If I make Pop Tarts, I'm bringing them, and I'll make them gluten free.
You don't even have to. I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to hold you back.
You are a burden.
I don't want to be one.
I don't think you're a burden. I just feel bad. I don't want you to have to
Aaron,
leave the room as we eat our treats. Like that.
I'll be in the corner and I'll be crying.
Please, I don't want to get in trouble. But did anybody have a Jehovah's Witness in their class growing up?
No, but I did have an older woman who would always bring me treats.
But Jehovah's Witness can't do that. So it was like, so on birthdays, like if you brought in your treats or whatever, they'd have to leave the room. And I was just, they're just like, they'd be outside the room while we're all horking down cupcakes. And you're like, oh man. Because you can't do anything worldly.
You can only celebrate
God stuff.
I just saw a picture on the internet of a Jehovah's Witness kid because they can't wear costumes either. That's part of it. Like you can't.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've heard it. But the friend still wanted to include him, so the friend or the Jehovah's Witness child wore just a shirt and tie, and then all his friends wore suit coats, and he was the president and the Secret Service. So then he was still like a part of their costume,
but he didn't have to dress up.
But he didn't dress up.
But everyone's playing around him.
Yeah, everyone around him.
I don't know. Jehovah maybe saw that and was like, I don't know. You're bending some rules there.
All right. Well, we'll scrap it for Feel Good Friday.
can we get back to the gifts?
No, there's
we're
no time. Oh, that's right. There's gluten. Yes. So he brought gluten.
Right.
No. I have my trusty Slacker Show bag here, and I have gifts for everyone, including Aaron. But there is a bit of a twist. These are fresh from the Hack Garden. We have...
Oh, my gosh.
Some zucchinis.
That's making me blush.
Yeah. I feel like this is inappropriate.
So we've got a couple. These are pretty big. I mean, I would say
these are zucchinis?
Big. These are zucchinis.
You didn't make zucchini bread?
No, you can make them. You can do whatever you want with them. And then there's kind of a littler one.
Obviously, as a pro, I will take.
So now the bidding starts.
Okay.
Who wants which one is the question? Because two are clearly much bigger than the other. Got a little.
I'll take whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I will take the little one.
Oh, because he's alone.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. You can make zucchini bread with him.
I will say this. If it was because I was alone, I would take the big one.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I have a story. You're never too old to bully your siblings.
Okay. I like it.
You know what? As a younger child.
Facts.
And I've got a story. You are too old to use this thing.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Canada.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Take off their hoser.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
get some back bacon there, eh?
Oh. Okay. Let's get some salmon. A man named Casper.
Casper, eh? Casper. Oh, that's a great name.
The friendly ghost, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A man named Casper was... really craving a Slurpee.
I was doing the boo thing, yo. He's like a ghost there, eh?
Okay.
Do they have Slurpees in Canada?
Apparently so.
We call them something different, though.
So he was craving a Slurpee, and he was like, all right, I'm just gonna take my child's pink Barbie Jeep to the gas station
What? He's taking the Power Wheels?
Yes.
Those are crazy.
They're not fast.
They can be.
You can walk faster than
it goes up to 5 miles an hour.
Right. You can walk faster than a Power Wheel.
You put a 200-pound man in it.
He was just being silly.
Okay.
Let's not assume he's 200 pounds. Okay. Someone was walking alongside with him.
He's got to be heavy. Sorry.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I weigh more than that. So this is very offensive.
Oh, no.
I thought I went down.
Here comes HR. Oh, boy.
Okay. So he decides, I'm getting this Slurpee. Someone's walking alongside of him. He takes the pink Barbie Jeep and he gets pulled over.
For speeding in a Barbie
Power
Jeep?
No, so he rode on the sidewalk for most of the time, but he decided to go into the road for a moment.
That's going
to
do it.
Yeah. And as it turns out.
Oh, boy.
He was over the blood alcohol limit.
Yes! That's not a DUI. You're in a Power Wheel.
He had a suspended license.
From drinking?
He had a suspended license.
But from drinking, probably. What else?
I don't actually know about that. I think, I've read it as like expired, but it does say suspended.
Yeah.
So he was arrested for a DUI because he went into
DUI
the road. He was not allowed to drive for 90 days. and whatever's happening with his suspended license. Okay. It's just additional to that. So,
were the police in a real car?
Yeah, you know, apparently a real car because they arrested him.
They were on a Segway. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, over there, eh?
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
There was a 21-year-old woman. She was very upset because she couldn't find a PlayStation game.
Been there.
Couldn't, yes. And maybe, Aaron, you've reacted similarly. She strangled her mother.
Oh.
And then, I'm sorry. Maybe Aaron has reacted. First off, she doesn't call her mother. She calls her Cheryl.
And then also, this is where it starts to get a little weird.
She's already strangled her mother.
Oh, it gets weirder. Trust me. She thought her brother might have something to do with the game. So she, quote, grabbed his groin and started squeezing.
Show me where Spyro is.
The old Florida.
She's 21.
The old Florida handshake there.
Yes. Yeah. The old Florida handshake.
Exactly. Yeah.
She struck him multiple times. Apparently, which she still didn't find the game. She got arrested for 2 counts of domestic battery. Okay. Yeah. No matter how old you are, you can't. Nope. Yeah. You can't do that.
You don't need to grab the biscuits of your brother.
Exactly.
Ever.
It is illegal.
Not in Florida.
True.
Well, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.